LA County Supervisor Sheila Cole, "Those who oppose forced masking are snowflake weepies." By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2022. Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Cole this week mocked individuals who object to forced masking, over 2 years after the start of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, referring to them as snowflake weepies and bizarrely contending that it is more oppressive to ask an individual to wear shoes in an establishment. "You know, I'm particularly struck by kind of the blowback from a number, though not a really significant number, of sort of, you know, snowflake weepies about how oppressive it is to wear a mask," she said during a meeting streamed July 26, attempting to argue that shoes are more oppressive to one's feet than a mask is to one's face. "I don't hear them send, you know, writing me about shoes, which are actually more oppressive to your feet than wearing a mask on your face. But we do that really for health or the requirement to wear a shirt, you know, into a restaurant," she said. She added that she was at the Capitol in the old days when people were protesting seat belts and helmets for motorcycles and bicycles. And they were just as fervent and frankly just as negligent of recognition of what they cost the rest of society, she added. Watch. LA County has since backed down from its planned mask mandate, despite threatening to reenact it after reaching the threshold for a high community level, as determined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. As Breitbart News reported, local businesses protested loudly, and city governments in El Segundo, Beverly Hills, Long Beach, and Pasadena announced that they would not comply with any renewal of the mask mandates by the county. The county ultimately caved, though officials contended that it was because the hospitalization rate fell below the threshold of 10 cases per 100,000 residents. The efficacy of forced masking has remained controversial as Americans seek to put the Chinese coronavirus behind them. Even officials such as Dr. Anthony Fauci originally admitted that cloth and surgical masks are not really effective despite spending the better part of 2 years demanding that Americans wear them.